Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes a farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
In our latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast, I had the opportunity to speak with a few of the ag producers that are part of the Carbon Cowboys. It's a new documentary series of short films about groundbreaking farmers who've invented a new way to graze their animals. I spoke with Deborah Clark and her husband Emery, whose farm is in North Texas, about regenerative agriculture. Clark tells us more.
Regenerative ag is looking at the impact that our management in agriculture makes in terms of the bottom line in an environmental, social, and economic worldview. A lot of the focus has been about how our management decisions impact soil health, but our world is beginning to understand that our management decisions and how we graze, raise livestock, grow crops, impact soil health.
Deborah Clark and her husband Emery are just one of several in the rural communities featured. The series tracks farmers who were going bankrupt following conventional ways of farming using chemicals. Many of those were going to lose their family farms that some had held since the 1800s. So out of desperation, they turned to nature and discovered a new source of profit and joy, regenerative grazing. Clark said one of the benefits is that you can actually hold more moisture in your land when you're going through severe drought seasons and weather.
We tell folks our most productive, profitable year was the second or third year of the drought. We actually increased numbers through the drought. What's important to note is that all the while we were increasing numbers, or at least maintaining numbers, we were improving forage conditions. Our bare ground that had been about 25% when we arrived here in 2004, we've decreased it. We think we have about 5% bare ground now on the ranch.
You can see all of the Carbon Cowboys series on their website, carboncowboys.org. And if you'd like to hear my complete conversation on the latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, yield results are in from the Governor's Wheat Challenge that took place between Governor Kevin Stitt and Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell. The Smith's Gold variety chosen by Governor Stitt came in at 88 bushels per acre, and Baker's Ann variety chosen by Lieutenant Governor Pinnell came in at 87 bushels per acre. It'll be an extremely close race to decide the overall winner, which will be tabulated after the final milling and baking analysis are conducted by the OSU Food and Ag Products Center in July. Those results will be public in August. The Smith's Gold variety had a test weight of 62 pounds per bushel. Baker's Ann had a test weight of 61 pounds per bushel. This was based on a 12% moisture basis. The Baker's Ann variety is leading in the protein category at 13.1%. Smith's Gold variety came in at 12.7%. Once again, we'll have the final results coming up in August. You've got farm news on Ron.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 13th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, including Hereford, Angus, Charley, Sim Angus, and Red Composites. Most all breeds and volume. Online catalog, video, and sale information can be found at BlackHerfordRanch.com, or for more information, call 580-309-0711.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.